Blog Talk Radio.
Wanna love, wanna love, wanna love, wanna love, girl. I wanna love.
Well, guess what? I'm back. Shalom, shalom, everybody. This is Jaina. I sure did miss you guys last Sunday, but I'm here today. How is everybody doing? If you can hear me, Brother Donnie, I push one. All praises be to the Most High. All right, all right, all right. Let me get him open. How you doing this Sunday, the first day of the week, Brother Donnie? I hope all is well with you.
Yeah. All is well. So far, so good, Sister Yaina. Who was that that you played?
That's
Luther Vandross?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, that's
Luther
Vandross.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad number.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It'll take you back there.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got a observation here. I'm brokenhearted, man. You understand?
What?
Our existence here in this lifestyle and things going on, we've become the fall guy. And I'm gonna tell you why I say that.
Okay.
They got us labeled as big time dope dealers. I was just watching Power, they got us labeled as hoes and bitches.
Yeah.
The pole, all the women want to do is be on the pole because the money is good.
Yeah.
You understand? They got us labeled as, I mean, this is around the world. They got us labeled as all of this stuff now. And that's why all the other nations can see and say and treat us like nothing. You understand? You know, and so, you know, and so, you know, see, we got to come out of this, that this mindset that we're stuck on. Breaks my heart into how we become all the thugs of the world. Yes, sir. Remember now, when this place got started, it was them Europeans bringing all the narcotics in. The European that had gangs in this country. Now it didn't explode it. You understand? We become the fall guy. You understand? We sell all. I'm talking about, I was watching this Power thing, and it dawned on me that all our celebrities is in it for the money. And see, the other day I heard some woman say in a commercial, I guess it was advertisement to their new show. She said, "I want to get out, but the money is too good." That don't do nothing but put our children back in. Right. You know, that's, you know, we, most of us don't have no money. We're very, very poor. We on little jobs, little peeny weeny mincy jobs, barely making the rent. They look at that as a way out.
They do. Yeah,
man,
and unfortunately,
go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm gonna let you go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. And until the Most High does something to their mind, they'll look at you and tell you, "I got to get this money. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, all that's good, but I got to pay my bills." And they will.
That is correct. And it's all over the world. I mean, every nation where we at. You understand?
Yeah.
We treat it as the fall guy. You understand? You know, we the worst people on the earth. We thugs, murderers, and the original story is from them people that brought us over here captive. They was thugs and murderers.
Mm-hmm.
Now we become the thug and the murderer. You understand? Now that, you know, see, now the story has changed. Now they can go down the road, you'll hear them saying that we were the worst people on the face of the earth.
Yeah, they got to do something. But that's what Ezekiel 36:31 said. It said, "Then you shall remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourself in your own sight for the iniquities and for your abomination." We're going to be ashamed of ourselves for the things that we have done. But
I'm telling you.
When you have a people that has been in the condition that we have been in for so long, and we're so influenced by the things that we see, what can you do? I need an answer. I would love to have a solution. How long have we been crying out, and how many years have we been on this show?
At least 6, 5, 7 years. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't know how long. It's been a long time. 5 to 7 years.
We've been on here since, I think, 2013. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. We've been on here for 9 years. 9 years.
Oh, okay.
Saying the same thing. Talking about the same thing, saying the same thing. But all we can do is plant the seed. You know, y'all have to be the one to wake these people up, because even though they're woke, they still got to eat every day.
That is,
you know,
correct.
I mean, we got to look at it realistically. When we live in this country, we buy houses, we buy cars, we have bank accounts, we have, some of us have boats, some of us have vacation homes, some of us have 401k, some of us have retirement funds, but it's like this, and this is real talk. Unless you got a trust fund that you manage, that you know you're going to be living well for the rest of your life, our whole existence is based off of these corporations and whether they last or not.
Okay.
Once they fall, everything falls.
Okay.
Nobody is wealthy. You remember the guy who used to come on with Prince Asiel? I forgot his name, but remember he was in prison. I think he was wrongly accused, and they gave him millions of dollars. He said even when they do that, that's not your money to just do what you want to do with. They put it in an account, and they control it. So, I mean, all of it is control.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now the situation has got real, real bad. Our children, they don't have a way out.
No,
they have a way out, but they don't want to take that route.
No,
you know, people don't want to. They don't want to be involved with something that's going to work for them at this point.
No,
where they're at is, where do they go from here? And they still putting these people first when they supposed to be putting the Almighty first. You understand? You know, so, but the thing is that it's grabbing our children. So my prayer is to the Almighty is that he come get us out this mess. You understand?
Yes.
At his earliest convenience. I know we got to pay. I know we got to go through some stuff, but haven't we paid enough? That's my prayer to the Almighty, asking the Almighty, man. You understand? Because this is, you know, it's heartbreaking to me. You understand? I'm talking about they got us. I was watching this power thing, you understand? And they selling narcotics, and I remember the dope dealing from 1972.
Mm-hmm.
It's been developed and evolved into a monster. This is so, you understand? And it's got our children messed up, you understand?
That's the out they give them. They don't give them any other out. You know, they tell us to go to school and get your education, and, you know, you'll be able to have the American dream. And probably, you know, whatever you consider the dream to be, some of that is true. But, you know, it, like I said, it's still all contingent upon whether or not this society stays functioning and flowing. Because if this go down, I'll go down. We don't have an outside independent source to be able to get rich or to make our money. We don't have that. We don't have that at our disposal.
That is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. You understand? This is just the observation that I'm seeing, and I'm looking at it. You understand? It's really, really something, man. You know, our children are at stake. That's why my prayer to the Almighty is what it is. We need help. We need, and the only way that we get out of this mess is that the Almighty step in. Because there's no, you know, they're not going to change their way. That's not their, That's not how the story goes.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I agree 100%. I mean, you know, but again, you know, this is Yah's baby, and he's got to get, you know, every nation has a ending point when it comes to wickedness, unrighteousness, iniquity, and abominations. Every nation did. So this nation has to get to the point where the Most High say that's enough. You know, and I don't think it's going to take too much more. I think that we have gotten to that point, and if we're not there, we're going to be there real shortly. Or he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Listen to this here. They just made a sequel to this Power movie, and it's about us being in the ghetto selling narcotics, a mother. You understand? And her son. She put her son out there. Now, he wanted to be involved. She let him be involved. But this is a sequel to Power. Oh, this is getting ugly.
And guess what? And one of us wrote the sequel. One of us is the producer to the show.
That's what I'm saying. We locked into the money. Anybody could come up with one of these shows, but the money is what's drawing these big name folks. You understand? It was, what's his name? Chris 50 Cent Jones or whatever. You understand? And then you got all of these, what's his name? A whole lot of named people was involved in this, the production of this show. What else could it be but the money?
Right.
Money and prestige, I'm sure, but you understand? And now, you understand, you know, they locked in here. Ooh-wee. You understand? Where does it go from here? They made a sequel of Power.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know. And then on top of that, you understand, during that, the course of that, you understand, there was another sequel out of stories, what's names, about the hip-hop industry with, I forget his name. Anyway, I forget the name of the movie. You understand? It was all about them. You understand? Oh, man. You understand? Hip-hop industry is another abomination.
Yeah.
Take a look at it for yourself. Now, I'm not saying that everybody agree with me. You understand? Take a look at it for yourself.
It's the lifestyle that we have lived in this country. It's the reality of it. It's the lifestyle that we have had to live in this country, in these ghettos and in the black neighborhoods. This was the alternative that they spared us, and this is the lifestyle that we've had to live. And this is the thing that the Most High gonna judge us on. I mean, he really is. And, you know, I don't even have a solution anymore. I just pray for my kids, my grandkids, my great-grandkids, and I pray for Israel as a nation. Because this is bigger than me and you. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing you can do but keep talking. And maybe if we win one, you know, if each one win one, we'll be a farther ahead of the game. But, I mean, this was intricately and strategically done to the point where there's nothing you can say. I mean, how can you expect people to have morals and understand who Yah is when they're going to tell you at the onset, I got to eat. Okay, I'm here for life. I still got to eat. I got to take care of my family. Ain't nobody going to give me no job making $10,000 a week. I make $50,000 a week on the street corner. Who gonna hire me making that?
What can you say?
I mean, real talk, what could we possibly say?
This is how it has evolved, sister. They wasn't making no $50,000 on no corner selling no narcotics. They may make $10,000 a month, or maybe they go over there and make $20,000 at a time. But they wasn't making no whole lot of money selling narcotics on the street. We had to become hooked to it before it evolved. You understand? And I'm not saying me myself, because I just seen it done. You understand? I was hanging out with all of them guys that's doing that stuff. You understand? But it wasn't all that money out there like that. These guys on TV, you know, today, I see these guys on the video splashing all of this cash, you understand, this and that and the other, bed full of money, this and that. They wasn't getting no money like that. You understand? It was the point that they was getting people hooked on it, whether they were sellers or users.
Yeah.
Then it started evolving into big. It's a big business now.
Yeah. You know, and unfortunately it is. And unfortunately, it has taken a lot of our people out. But like I said, all we can do is pray. You know, because heaven help them when y'all come back.
Yeah.
I don't
that
even know what
that
to say.
Correct.
How do you win a mind back like that that's that far gone? How can you win somebody back like that? Well, you can, because I've heard testimonies of some of the guys that have come out of the street and realized they was Israelite, but they was older guys. Well, no, some of them was younger, you know, and they hated the things that they've done. But, I mean, you know, with each generation, the cycle starts all over again.
That is correct. And it gets larger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Because guess what? They don't fight no more. They have a beef. They shoot you down and kill you. These young boys. They don't fight no more. They don't handle it like that no more. They just roll up on you and shoot you down and kill you.
That is correct. You understand? That's the evolve. That's how it has evolved. But our only out, Sister Yaina, and I think that you said it best. You understand, is that we need to pray, and then we need to, and ask the Almighty to save our people out of this mess at His earliest convenience, and ask the Almighty, you understand, to forgive us for our sins. Because I had to admit the other day that the elders of Hebrew Israelites, they failed. In doing their job, because they didn't teach their young, bring them up in the way that they shall go, and I myself at blame for that, also. You understand? So you know, understand. Our only salvation is in the Almighty. You understand? And you know, it's just going to take time. Some of us is going to court because we got a time period here. You understand? This is the Almighty's orchestration. He can call it in at any time.
Yes, indeed.
And I think that the time that, you know, when he said 400 years and now we're into a number of other months and years, you understand, he's given us, we got the opportunity to come back to the Almighty. This is a great opportunity that we're in, this period of time. You know, because this is just me. Because I say I've turned my life over to the Almighty with all my heart and soul, today it could change. As long as I'm here, it could change tomorrow. If I go out there dealing with other folk, you understand? Or, you understand, you know, it's so easy for us to make this change. But when we go back to the Almighty, ain't going to be no change that we can make. Hallelujah.
I agree. I mean, I do. I agree with you. I mean, you know. It's going to be a sad situation to watch. It's terrible to watch it. I mean, it breaks my heart. But what can we do? I mean, I'm praying everything. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. But this
is
the enemy. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And he is doing it. He's destroying and killing.
That is absolutely correct.
No.
You know, well, I just wanted to bring that observation to the table. You don't have to talk about this always. Continue. If you got something else you want to say, please do.
I mean, this is important. I mean, these are our young people. You know, I watched a young lady today, and I don't know how they doing it. You know, I don't get the costume. I don't get the black women with the costume on. I don't understand why the nails got to be 4 inches long. why the hair got to be plastic, the eyelashes got to be, I don't understand that part. I really don't understand that part. And not to mention, these are things that I just don't understand that. You know, that's my biggest gripe. I don't understand all that. You know, but,
I think,
I see a young lady today, Brother Donia. I know her, and her nails had to be 4 inches long.
I see.
They had to be. And my thing is, how in the world are you cooking? How in the world do
cooking,
you clean your...
No, you, that's another subject. Cooking? Everybody, oh, no, they don't do that no more.
Everybody trying to be glamorous. Everybody trying to be a star. Everybody, all of them look the same. All of them got fake booties and little bitty waist and extra dragon lady long fingernails and eyelashes that look like rugs on their eyes, and all of them wearing wigs, weaves, or whatever. And it's like, what has happened? But you know what? Again, they watch television. They I've never seen a nation of people that don't have their own identity. I've never seen this before. If they can put anything on television, and our people will follow right after them and do the same thing everybody else. I've never seen anything like it. I really haven't.
Well, see, Sister Yahya, I'm sure.
I was telling Malcolm the other day. I pulled up an article the other day, and it was called "The Children of Billionaires, the Rich Children." And I wanted to look. I said, I want to see how they look. Are they overly flashy? Do they go through? You know what? They look just like plain, ordinary kids. I ain't see one with their eyebrows drawn all up on their face like Bobo the Clown. I ain't see one with dragon lady fingernails on. I didn't see one of them kids with no weave strolling all down. I didn't see all that. Hey, they got the money to do it all. They ain't dripping in gold. They ain't got diamonds on their teeth. I've never seen a nation like this in my life.
Well, it's all in Deuteronomy 28, the whole chapter there. You understand? Tell you how that, you know, how we gonna destroy our own self. You understand? And the thing is, Sister Yaina, is that it didn't start out like that. You understand? Even though we become accustomed to looking at the TV, we make it even worse, man. We do it even better, or some people might say. You understand? But it's horrible. You understand? And our only salvation is going to be the Almighty coming and get His people, man. That's my prayer. You understand? I, it's heartbreaking to see us go out like that. We killing one another, shooting each other down. You understand what I'm saying? There is no reasoning. You understand? You can't even talk to a person once they get upset. They're going home to get their gun, or they're shooting you down right in the way. So it's just a heartbreaking thing to me. You understand? And I can't say that enough. And the reason what's got me on this is because I got children and grandchildren. My grandson tried to play on my ex-wife, you understand, for $3,000. You understand? So his mother, you understand, never did nothing like that. It's just a horrible situation, boy. We got children, man. And if you know, and see, once they get away with it one time, it gets bigger, worse. And some people might say better. But horrible, man, I'm telling you. It breaks my heart in two. And then they teach you on TV all the time, man. It's all right to have another, to mess with somebody else's wife. You understand? And they got in this program, Power, the lady said, you understand? I don't care if you're married. What that got to do with it? Boy. Don't you know that other kids, people hear that? Other children hear that? You understand? And they think that that's all right to do.
Yeah. But that's why I said earlier, if the Most High allows this to continue to go on, He's going to have to apply apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah, because these people, they doing everything. I mean, you know, we know what was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah, but these people are doing everything and anything that they big enough to do. They are.
Yeah.
And dare you to say something. You better not say nothing about what they doing. I'm glad my grandma and them is gone and they're not here to witness this, because they would be it would just be shocking for them, in utter terror, to see the way that these people are living their lives. It has truly turned into a cesspool. I mean, anything, everything goes. Anything goes. And
yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Like, well, he coming, so I mean, you know, I'm doing everything in my power to try to steer my group over here and put the fear of Yah in them, because these people don't have no fear no more. You're going to have to fear Yah,
correct.
Because it's going to be too late. You got to have some sort of fear. And they don't
absolutely.
Have none. It's everything go. It's like, well, we good.
Heartbreaking, son. You understand what I'm saying? And I know we got to wait on the Almighty, but man, it's the wait is breaking your heart to see what's going on. Breaking my heart.
Yeah.
And I got to watch this every day, and wait for the phone call that when it becomes one of my children. And I can't say it won't happen. I know. See, right now they're doing all right, man. You know, most of them. You understand? The ones that I know, they're doing pretty good. You understand? They got a job. They got a place to stay. They're eating every day, which is best we could do under these circumstances.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that? So I can't imagine if we're not gone and we're not in the land when my grandkids get 15, 16, them new little ones. I can't imagine what it's going to be like. I told Malcolm, I said, honey, they're probably going to be walking the street naked with no clothes on at all.
I know that's right.
Now, they don't have nothing on now. So, I mean, you know, we just, there's always a reason to pray. There's always a reason to go before the Most High. Always a reason.
That is correct.
It's always a reason. We just got, and we have got to keep our Israelite family in line, because there's always a necessary reason to pray on top of everything else.
Absolutely. To give thanks. That's reason enough. You understand? That he give thanks for our existence. You understand? That's reason enough. You understand?
Yeah.
Let alone allowing us to have a job and eat regularly and have a place to stay.
Yeah. Because if you're doing that, you're doing good.
Absolutely.
You know, because like I said, it's all contingent upon whether or not we keep our jobs. And it don't matter whether you're a judge, a doctor, or a garbage man. This stuff fall apart. It's going to fall apart, and unless you got it all taken care of, all of it going to fall apart.
That is correct.
So deliverance is something we have to definitely pray for, that he continues, you know, because brush y'all, he ain't going to come till he get ready. Like I said, everybody got their own, they got their limit, they reach. Once you reach your limit, that's when you get a warning. And then after that, after the warning is over, he coming.
That is correct. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
You know,
it worked in my life.
Me too. It's the same way with your body. You can do everything and you want to your body, but your body will tell you when it's time for you to stop.
That is absolutely correct.
It will.
Absolutely correct.
And if you don't listen to it, you're on your way out. I mean, it's just simple as that. It can only take so much. You just can't keep on doing and doing and doing and doing and doing and think you're going to always bounce back, because you won't.
It lets you know when it's thirsty, when you're thirsty.
Sure
and
will.
Nothing but water will quench that thirst.
You got to say that again.
I done tried that too. I got thirsty and I was drinking soda after soda after soda and find out that all I need to do is drink some water.
Absolutely.
That quenches
water,
that thirst.
water do the trick, it cut the trigger. So, I mean, you know, it's a lot to deal with, because on top of all that, we got to keep our own selves together. We got to keep our minds straight. We got to keep our desires in check. We got to keep our attitudes right. We got to be able to not doubt Yah. We got to make sure we keep the faith. It's a lot to do. It is. It's a lot. You know, and you try to juggle it all, and sometimes it's like, wait, whoa, hold on. Let me just take a deep breath, you know, because you do want it to be over. You want this to be over like yesterday,
yeah.
But the one you have to know, you got to wait on Yah, because these people, I almost said something, these people in these other nations that's running these nations would love to throw us to the wolves. They'd love to throw us over in Africa somewhere up under a tree and say, get the hell out. They would love that. They would.
Yeah.
But Yah is the one in control when we leave and when we stay. He put us here, and he's gonna be the one to deliver us out. But they would love to throw us off somewhere. They would.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Let me ask a question. I've been going over and over with this in my mind. You know, there's a possibility that Trump could run for president in 2024.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how his health is and if he'll be, but he can't be no worse off than the one that's already president, because he looked like he hanging on by a string. He really.
You're absolutely correct.
He do.
You know, he's rickety as a wooden ladder.
He don't look like. I'm serious. I don't mean to talk to the man, but. Real talk. I mean, that man ain't looking too good. I mean, he just ain't. Can't be no worse for him, because he looks like he hanging on by a string.
I think that would put if he passed away, that would put Kamala in office.
Put
Kamala for the rest of the term, and I don't think that she could win against Donald Trump.
They'll bring their kids and their mama to the poll to vote to get that. Ain't gonna happen. Not
you
twice.
Understand? And I had mentioned to you guys, you understand, that he might be the one to let us go out of this place. Make preparations too. Trump, I'm talking about.
Well, I don't know. All I know is whatever y'all decide it's gonna be. And whoever's going to be in office is going to be. But, you know, it's getting there. We getting there. You know, Jacob's trouble is we getting there, because these people off the chain. I mean, really, you know,
absolutely.
I don't know. It's getting there.
Ain't nobody else press one that want to join in?
No, they just listen to us talk. I mean, everybody willing to press one if you want to join in the conversation. But, yeah. So, hold on, somebody did. Erico 540, the mic is open, you're on the air.
Yes, the point is, if we could somehow cement in our brains and be able to tell our children, and they can get it cemented in their brains, all that these people are doing to us is only one major reason. They think that by doing this, it will keep delaying Yeshua from coming. Then they don't want us to be saved. We have to remember, they serve a different God. Those 70 gods want this earth, because they're not capable of creating their own earth. So they want this one. And they figured the one way to get it is to eliminate Yah's people. And then when they make us sin, they do things and trap us sometimes into sinning if we're not constantly praying. They will be able to take over, so they think. This earth belongs to Yah, and he does not share his glory with anyone. And they don't accept that. That's the reason why. And what's the best thing to do? Because the older we get, the more mature we get, we're able to think more clearly. But the youth, they don't have anything in their memory banks. They're just learning. and they make the thing seem so bright and shiny and exciting, and, you know, it traps the youth. And they're not able sometimes to get out of the trap unless they learn to cry out to Yah. Cry out, because it's the only escape that they have, and it's the only escape we have. Because these people are hell-bent on eliminating us.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been trying for, oh, man, a long, long time. And they're not going to give up. We're alive for one reason only. One reason only. Because of the loving, tender mercy of Yah. Yeshua is here. The Ruach is filling us once we ask. And Yah is keeping us alive. No one else. We can't do it. Yah is keeping us alive, and he's keeping our children alive. We just have to cry out in prayer every single day. I mean, sometimes even during the day, as you remember, you have to keep crying out, because it is bad.
It is bad.
It's bad out there. It's really bad. I'm going through some crisis with one of my granddaughters. I tell you, it's beyond words, but I know and I trust in Yah. I tell my children, I know they don't believe because we weren't brought up in, you know, the message. I wasn't awake, so I couldn't teach them or show them the way. And, you know, now that I am and I'm trying to talk to them, I have one that listens, and the other three, they're in their own world, and because they do financially well, they just think it's going to keep going on.
That is correct.
It's not.
That is so correct.
You know, it's rough, and I keep praying, and I ask, and I said, Yah, how long? Because I have about 15 great grands, and another one coming next year, and I'm like, I try to tell them.
Congratulations. I got 16, too.
Oh, my gosh. We never, ever stop praying and worrying, because I would love for the young ones to grow up in a different environment with Yeshua ruling the earth, being here. Because what I see right now, scary.
I understand perfectly. I understand. But it's only going to be a remnant, my sister. I'm so sorry to tell you. It's only going to be a remnant, you understand, because most of our people are caught up in this madness.
Yep.
And they growed up in it. See, we've been in a 400-year sleep, you understand, of anything, void of anything righteousness. Everything that we've seen from the time that we got here to the 1619, you understand, you know, was been madness, man. They haven't seen no righteousness in this earth, you understand? So it takes some people that's going to really have to see. I'm 78 years old. I've seen this place change, you understand, you know, and it has never been no righteousness in it, period.
And Shohei, it sells, and people want it. You know, they want that lie, you know. But it's like, how far will you go for a dollar? When do you stop and say, I'm not gonna do this? See, I thought I was like your daughter's name. I thought when I was doing well that it was gonna continue and everything was gonna be wonderful. I did everything right. I did the way I was supposed to do it, and I was on my to wealth. But guess what? When 2008 hit and that stock market went the way it went, I understood at that moment that was a wake-up call for me that ain't none of this stuff written in stone. It's not. You can wake up tomorrow and all of it be gone.
Hallelujah. I try to tell them, but, you know, they did the things. They did well in school, went to college, got degrees, and they married husbands that are doing well. I mean, And they cannot seem to see that this is all going to come to an end for everyone.
That is correct.
It's absolutely correct. Everyone.
Yeah.
But they
it's
can't see it.
You understand? It's going to be a terrible time. We got to go through it. We got to understand. Those of us that are trying to do the law and statutes that the Almighty, see, there's only, you know, don't fault yourself so hard. Not you, but we shouldn't fault ourselves so hard. Remember, now, we was in captivity. We had done our laws, statutes, and righteousness, you understand, for 2,500 years since the time of David. Because when they came into Solomon, they started doing all this evil stuff.
You can look at the way they're doing the COVID vaccine
to realize the manipulation that they're using all on the people to make everybody follow the herd.
What a horrible situation.
To the point where they're going door to door, and they're instilling fear, and they're going door to door to find out why you won't do it and find out who doesn't have it. It's going to be the same way when the financial thing hit again. You're not going to be able to function unless you give in to their system and take that mark of that beast. And that ain't going to be funny. And they're doing this now just to see how much control they have over the people. You know, and it's it's ridiculous.
Right.
I mean, it's right. It's the writing is on the wall. It's like, why come these people can't see this?
I don't know.
This is a vaccine that is not even approved by the FDA. It hasn't even been approved.
Not only that.
There are people crying out saying that their family member died within 3 days of taking it.
Yeah.
And
not
only people
that
were sick or elderly, you know, people in their 40s, 30s, that's young.
Yeah. Yes, not only that, it's not a cure.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, understand what they say. If your immune system has been taking care of you all along and you wind up taking the shot, they say that the shot is boosting your immune system. But your immune system been working all along.
That's
so
a lot of
it's
the manipulation.
It's
the manipulation, Brother Donia. It's the, we're going to create a virus, and I believe it's real. And we're going to put it out there. And then this is the way we're going to implement this vaccine. Whatever it is, whatever's in it, I don't even know. I don't care. And we're going to scare people into doing it. We're going to make sure the doctors push it. We're going to make sure the movie stars push it. We're going to make sure the pastors push it. I've never seen this kind of a push before over a vaccine to the point where they're going door to door. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, y'all, if ever there was a time we need you to show up, it's now because they're pushing this for a reason.
Because
it could also be a test for y'all's people, you know?
Yeah.
To see if we're going to eventually going to stand.
Because it was said about 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago, that they wanted to eliminate 80% of the population of the earth. They said that. And ever since they've been saying that, they didn't put out vaccinations that wipe out so many people. I mean, not vaccinations, viruses that wipe out so many other people. And you know, and then they don't have no cure for that. Ebola, they don't have no cure for that. You understand? Or SARS, or they've been trying to eliminate us. Now they got a virus that's all over the earth. Every nation is being touched by this.
Sure is.
This virus reminds me of when Pharaoh, right out of his mouth, is how the curse fell on his people.
Yep.
And that's what's happening.
You know, and this is a time where everybody needs to be praying to ask the Most High to deliver us from this. Wherever that place of safety is, that's where we want to be. Wherever he's sending us, that's where we want to go. Because no matter what happens around us, we're going to be safe. You know, and
at
I think that that's the
convenience.
Key.
At his earliest convenience.
Right. But you know what, Brother Donnie, I'm going to tell you something. if they think we're going to get anything more than they get, they won't let us go. They ain't going to try. They're going to try not to let us go because they want to make sure we don't get nothing no more than what they get. No more. They're going to make sure we not protect. They're going to try. Let's say that we're not going to be protected. We're not going to have no different food. We're not going to be able to be in a place, a safe place. They anything that benefits us, they want to make sure that they're going to be benefited too. But this time, y'all said his people. He said, I'm coming to get my people. I'm coming to get my people.
It's
this
not up to
said.
Us. It's up to y'all. We're not responsible. It's all in his hands.
Yeah.
We have nothing to do with it. We can't stop it, and they can't stop it.
Nope.
It's out of our control.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And that's our only salvation. We can't. There's nothing else that we can expect out of this one, you understand, except for what the Almighty said. He said he's coming to get his people from
yes,
the,
he did.
From
what
the four
I heard.
Corners
that's what
of
I
the
read.
Earth.
Yeah.
That's what I read.
There's
I don't know about nobody
do.
Else. That's what I read.
So anybody,
I mean,
you know, it's all those people that make claims of being Hebrew Israelites, you understand, let's see. We're going to have to see. Because Almighty said he's coming to get his people. And I'm totally believe that the Almighty know his people.
Yes, he does.
There ain't none of them can say anything about that they didn't his people because he knows his folk. You understand? Remember now, he was the one that fashioned us from the earth. You understand? I trust in the Almighty with all my heart and soul and with every fiber of my being. Nothing else, you understand? You know, they may be, you know, something out there, some entity out there, you understand, that's going to save them alive. But I'm talking about the Almighty saving my soul, you understand, and my children. If I don't get to go in the land, I'm fine with it. Just save my children out of it, man. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, give them the understanding that they need that's going to save their life. That's all I ask. You understand? And I believe that my children, you understand, because they grew up in the way. You understand? We used to go to services 7 days, every Shabbat for years, at least 7 years that we were. And they went on after, you understand, because I brought them down here and they developed their own thing. So I'm saying they have the understanding, you understand, of the Almighty, you understand. And, and so far it's been pretty good, man. They ain't in jail. They ain't all shot up, you understand. And they got their own brand of stuff that they do. I hope it don't step on the Almighty's laws, statutes, and all, you understand, but that's all I pray for, man. You know, you don't have to carry me. You understand? I appreciate it if you just get my children out of this mess.
You know, because our kids done bought into all this stuff. They got one eye open. Believe me, they're not completely oblivious to what's going on, but they're enjoying it, and they want to be like everybody else, and we can't be like everybody else. We were never designed to be like everybody else, and I think that that's what the other nations are upset about is the fact that the privilege that they thought they have or that they do have has no comparison to the fact that we are Yah's people. And we've been an underdog for a long time, but he said he's coming to get his people. And that doesn't include anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We can see things slowly changing. We see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's giving us time to repent. He's giving our children time. But we see changes.
Yeah. And that's good. You know, change is good. It's not a bad thing. But I want out. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Change is great. I think change is great. I think that, you know, if the other nations want to repent for the things that they have done to us as a people, that's a wonderful thing. They're supposed to repent for the things that they've done. However, we were never meant to stay here. We were never meant to be here forever. And I think that we have wore our welcome out. It's time for us to go. There's nothing else for us to do. We're consuming a lot of resources that, and it's not going to change anything, no matter how much money, no matter how many stimulus packages they give out, no matter how many food stamps they add extra on people's food stamp card. We were never supposed to live like this.
No.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's because, you know, I think we've mentioned something about the cultures. We don't know our culture. We really don't.
Nope.
You understand? We've been out of the land for so long, we don't know how we would act, you understand, or do, or even how we dress. You understand? We try to make, an attempt to get outside the way these people dress, and we dress in other ways, you understand? Just like we were never drummers. They didn't never have congas, you understand? Not in ancient times, not during the time of Abraham, and not during the time of David or Solomon. And then they never wore turbans. Turbans was the Arabs then, you understand? Mm-hmm. Drums were the African thing. And because we affiliated ourselves and we emerged into that society, we took a lot of things out of there that was not our culture. And our culture consists of, understand what they call it? If you read in the book, it tells you that we wore bonnets. You understand whether they were cloth bonnets or whether they were knitted. You understand? That's the type of stuff that we wore. You understand? And I think it tells you when they start telling you about what the priests wore. You understand? So, you understand, you know, getting back to our culture, you understand, will only be developed, I think, you understand, is when we go back home. Right now, man, you understand, we're all over the place with everybody else's culture. Hallelujah.
And I think that's true. You know, like I said, the grants and the schooling and the education, all that's wonderful. You know, the programs that they've come to make things a little bit easier for us, all that's wonderful. However, it's time for us to go home. And that's what we're planning on doing, is getting ready to go home, you know, and to be able to say farewell. I always think about, if the Most High allows me to be alive to see it, what it's going to be like to be on that boat and watch this land disappear from the sight, from our sight. You know, because this is all we've ever known. I opened my eyes as an infant in this land, you know, and not really realizing the rich history that we had, and that there's an exit strategy for the black people that are the Israelites. And I always wonder what it's going to be like to sit on that boat and watch this land disappear, and how the other people are going to feel once we're gone. Because it ain't going to be no more nobody else to beat upon. There's going to be nobody else to measure yourself against. The Most High is coming to get, if I can say anything to the people that are listening to me and listening to this radio show and Brother Donia and the sister, if I can tell you anything and give you any advice, start getting your mind ready to get out of here. Don't get comfortable. I mean, live your life. Don't stop living your life. Live, make it as comfortable as you can. But you have to understand that the next movement that's going to happen, it is not going to be the rapture like the Christian church is telling you. Yah is coming to get his people. He's coming to get us. Take us out of here. The same way we came, we're going to leave the same way. Now, some people are going to go by boat. Some people are going to go by plane. The Most High is coming to get his people.
Absolutely. This is not our
land.
And
I know that's a hard thing for people to accept. And that's a hard thing for people to understand, because this is all we've ever known. We have watched generation after generation after generation the same problems. We've watched the same issues. We've watched the same complaints over and over again. We ain't going to have to tear up no more neighborhoods and burn down no more buildings. We're getting ready to get out of here.
You know, see, if they could understand, if they could understand that this is not our land. This is,
oh.
I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, I heard just on the news or something like that, I think it was on YouTube. No, it was TikTok. the guy said, you understand, that if we don't get a piece of this thing, won't nobody have. If they don't get a piece of America, you understand, and be started being treated like citizens of America, you understand, they'll burn this place to the ground. So what I got out of that is the fact that they don't know that this is not our land.
No.
You understand?
No.
You know, they think because we built this land up and we became prosperous in this land, and that's such. Remember now, in Egypt, in Babylonia, it told us to have houses, you understand, build families and stuff like that, you understand. But we had to come out of there. And we built, what do you call it, Babylonia up, whether y'all know it or not.
That's true.
Understand?
That's true. Yeah.
You know, so any place that we've ever been in captivity or, you know, sojourned, you understand, we built it up. Even in our own community, when we came out of from Dan, you understand, down by the way of the Nile River, you understand, when we stopped,
mm-hmm.
we built up communities as though we was gonna be there for years.
Yes, they did. And guess what? When they thought we was leaving and going to Ghana, everybody, all the rich black folks, went to buying up land in Ghana and buying beachfront properties and all kind of stuff. Guess what? Let me give y'all another warning. Ain't going to be no class system this time. You got yours. When we leave, we leaving with great wealth. All of us going to have money. So all that, I got more than you. All that's over with. You got yours already. You've enjoyed the spoils of this land, and you've lived better than most. And now it's time for the people like Ray Ray and Pookie and them and the welfare mama to not have to worry about no more food stamps, because she going to leave rich too, because that's what the Most High said. He said, we're going to leave here with great substance. So you got yours already. It was amazing how they went running trying to buy up all the property in Ghana. If we do go through Ghana, we just going to be moving through, because we're on our way back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you'll be stuck there, because it ain't going to be, no stars and no movie stars and no grand people when it comes to us. We are on our way to meet our Elohim, and we're not going to flash you. Ain't going to be no TMZ. Ain't nobody taking no pictures of you, and it ain't going to be no more of that.
Well, Sister Yaina, I have another view on that also. I say that they may be the people that help us, the same people that went over there early or the same people that want to build in Ghana. See, we're going back the same way we came. This is what the Almighty said in one of those.
He did. He said that. That's true.
You understand? So we, you know, and there was going to be a highway to back to the... You know, probably the field of unwalled cities. You understand? So that we could be purged that. And so some of them guys might be, hold on a second. And some of them guys might be the ones that show us the way. You understand?
You said this a long time ago.
The Almighty will fire you and keep you working.
He will, but I'm talking about the Jay-Z's and the Beyonce's and all that's over.
Okay.
Ain't going to be none of that. Our kids ain't going to glorify you no more. All that's over. That's over. Because
High
don't need
the only
them
thing
to show
that we what we're going to have is the willingness to get out there and make a way for our families and the communities that we're around. That's all it's going to be. You understand? Whether it's being in the field working or fixing clothes. You understand?
Yeah.
Taking children.
That's what I'm saying.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know. And the Almighty will show us the way that we need to go. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Ain't no more big eyes and little U's. It ain't gonna be no more of that. All of us. Everybody that comes, the Most High is going to do what he said he's going to do, and those people already got theirs. That's what I'm saying. Our kids will no longer look up to you. We won't be buying your stuff. I don't know what's going to happen to the Korean people that's selling all that fake hair, because they're going to have to take all their hair off. It's going to be a big old mountain of fake hair and wigs in the middle of the street, because the kids can't wear that either. We leaving it all behind. All this stuff going to be left behind. Ain't going to be no more nails and fake eyelashes and all that stuff. We're going back to the people that we were in the beginning.
I agree with that.
Natural beauty.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Ain't nobody going to have all that garbage on. They're going to be peeling it off before we get on the boat. It ain't going to be no more of that. That's over with. We have done enough to fuel these other nations, and we have made these other nations rich. All they got to do is come up with a gimmick for us to buy, and we take the last of what we have to buy it, and they accommodate us, and we have made them rich. It will be the end of that. It won't be no more of that.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. You know, if he going to have somebody to lead the way, whatever you do, I'm down. I'm all for that. But all this other stuff, like these people, cameras clicking all in their face, and I ain't just talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce. I'm talking about whomever they are that think they a star. Ain't going to be no more stars.
No,
it ain't
going to
be no more of that.
Right.
Because we have been sold a bill of goods. You hear me?
Yeah. Well, you know, see, you know, I hear that. You understand, but we got to remember, man, we did evil in the eyes of the Almighty,
yeah.
And he told Abraham long before all of this started or happened, you understand,
yeah.
That we were going to be casting for 400 years,
yeah.
You understand, and now in order to get that, now remember, Abraham was early. You understand,
yeah.
So we had to go through the whole gambit of stuff. If you read that book, it's all the stuff that we went through after Abraham, after Almighty spoke with Abraham, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
That was to relinquish us from the laws, the statutes, and commandments that the Almighty had set aside for us to live by. Because we started depreciating at that time.
Yeah.
You understand?
Big time.
And then, so when we came to the 400-year captivity, we didn't know nothing about who we are, who we were. Our language, our God. We didn't know nothing about that. You understand? I know some of our people say, oh, yes, we did. It was to no avail because we went and we suffered under these folks for 400 years. So where did that happen? I mean, how did that help us? It didn't help us in the least. You understand?
No, it didn't.
We only started learning about who we are maybe 100 to 150 years in the last end of that 400 years. You understand?
Yeah.
We start understanding. You understand who we were. Now, you understand? And that's a small bit of time for the time that we've been out of law, out of our laws, statutes, and commandments, and in righteousness. You understand? We haven't done any of that, man. And that 400 years, man, didn't teach us a damn thing. You understand?
No.
It misinformed us and misled us in all ways. Hallelujah.
You know, I want to read something to you that we read on Thursday night class, and this is for all of the Israelites. This is for all of the Israelites. This is Malachi chapter 3, verse 12, and it says, and all nations shall call you. Well, let me go to the one, because they always read this in the church for the tithes and the offerings and scaring people half to death, and this don't have nothing to do with that. He said, behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Most High whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Most High of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Most High an offering of righteousness. Then shall the offering of Yehuda and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Most High, as in the days of old and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerer and against the adulterer and against the false swearer and against those that oppress the hireling and his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right and fear not me, saith the Most High of hosts. For I am the Most High, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Most High of hosts. But ye say, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Have ye robbed me? But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? He said, in tithe and offering. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Now, they use this in church, but he talking to the Israelites. Now, watch what he says. Bring all your tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Most High of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. He said, I'm going to cause rain to come down so that your crops will grow, and you'll have the things that you need. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Most High. He said everything is going to grow like it's supposed to. It's going to bloom like it's supposed to, and you're going to have plenty of food. Watch what he say. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Most High of hosts. Your words, now listen to what he say. He say, your words have been stout against me, saith the Most High. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve Yah. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinances and that we have walked mournfully before the Most High of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt Yah are even delivered. He said, we glorify all the wickedness. We happy at the proud man. We think that's a wonderful thing. Everybody that's doing wicked, you better not say nothing against them. Watch. Then they that fear the Most High spake often one to another, and the Most High hearkened and heard it. Now listen to what he said. He said, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Most High and that thought upon his name. He said, and they shall be mine, saith the Most High of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serve Yah and him that serveth not.
Hallelujah.
May the Most High have a blessing. He said, there's a book of remembrance in place for the people that fear me. There's a book of remembrance in place for the people that don't give in to the wickedness. But for those that are wicked, he coming.
That is correct.
He is on his way.
We just got to hold on, sister and brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? We just got to hold on.
Hallelujah.
It's embarrassing.
Almighty is our Savior. He wouldn't have put this stuff down if it wasn't true to happen. And we got to look at all the things that transpired to get us to this spot. You understand? We're on the other side of the 400 years. Now we just got to have faith, you understand, into the Almighty that he's going to do what he said he's going to do.
Yes, it is.
And I pray that the time that he's taking is all for our benefit.
Guess what, Brother Donia? You're not going to believe this. You know the Southern Poverty, what is it called? Let me make sure I get it right. I want to get it right. It's called the Southern Poverty Law Center. You should see what they got to say about the Hebrew Israelite movement. The whole thing done changed around. Now we a movement that took place in the late 1800s from the South Pentecostal Holiness Movement. You know, they say they claim to have received a revelation America's recently emancipated slaves were Yah's chosen people, the true Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody know that it's not no secret anymore. It's not secret anymore.
Hallelujah.
It's not. It's really not.
Well, see, everybody wants to try to clean up their act.
Yeah. You would too if Yah was coming.
But that's not going to work, man. The Almighty got people slated for a particular way. You understand?
Yes.
And they go that way. There's no other way.
Yes.
Nothing's going to save them out of this mess.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
And guess what? Them angels, they've been keeping notes and taking names. They have.
Okay.
Woo. That's why I don't take a moment and don't repent. I'm like, please forgive me, you know, because, listen. Mm-mm.
Yeah, man, you know.
And
I
saw Osteen, Joel, you should have seen the people that was in his church. Black people, white people, Chinese people. I know it had to be at least 10,000 to 20,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this man say nothing. I was like, wow, look at all them. I know it had to be 20,000 people. It had to be.
It's a fashion show, sister. That's why they all show up like that. You understand? Gossip area. Oh, there's Lucy May and her new husband.
She got a new hat on today. You know you did. She got a shout because she got to show everybody her new clothes. Ooh, Lord help us. We're going to need some help. When y'all come, it's going to be an ugly thing. Everybody better get ready. You better be repenting, telling your children to repent and get themselves in order because he is on his. This can't go on for too much longer.
There's nobody crying out about sin. You got my words exactly. This can't go on.
Brother Donia, ain't nobody crying out against sin no more. Everything is people doing what even the church ain't saying nothing. They busy building apartment complexes and stuff and community action stuff going. Ain't nobody crying out against sin no more. Y'all better get ready. You better tell your children it's time to repent if you don't tell them nothing else because Yah is on his way.
We're
talking about hell and brimstone. Shh. Listen. I'm a little scared. I'd be like, please have mercy on me. I'm sorry. I mean, I mess up sometimes, and I lose my way. But find me, please have mercy on me. I'm human. I'm doing the best. I'm making it. I don't hate nobody. I don't have no hatred in my heart. Please have mercy on me. For real.
Yeah.
That is not no joke. Cause he is not to be played. You see what he did to Israel? Shoot, how many times he even killed off the Israelites because they were disobedient?
I'm telling you. You understand? You understand? So, you know, that's my prayer to the Almighty God that he come get us at his earliest convenience. We sick and tired,
mm-hmm.
man. What else? You know, I know that you want us to pay for our stupidity and our forefathers' stupidity. You understand? But we had it up to our neck, Most High God. I'm telling you, man, it's breaking my heart in two. You understand? I'm afraid for my children and my grandchildren as they're growing up.
Yeah.
You understand? Oh, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the truth. And there's nothing that I could do to save them out of it. I got so many, and they scattered all over the place. What could I do for them? You understand? I
gotta pray.
You know, they don't call me. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that their parents have enough sense to try to help them get out of this mess, man. Or give them some tools to work with. Hallelujah.
Yeah, don't stay behind. All these little young girls and these little younger, don't stay behind. Don't do it. You better when the time comes and he make a way for us to leave, you better leave all this mess. Don't stay behind. I'm telling you. Over no cell phones and Facebook and Twitter and TikTok and all, leave all that mess behind. Don't stay behind. Because you think it's bad now, it's going to get triple time worse.
The final call.
Yes.
You know what's so amazing is that they could see something happen, see this stuff unfold, and they fall right back into the same old
thing.
Fall
right back in. Sure do. You better be ready when the time go to go. You better be ready to go, and don't stay behind. I'm telling you, if your mother hasn't told you, and if mama is alive, grab mama and whoever else you got left and get out of here. Because once this is happening, all this getting ready to change. They cannot have a superpower and a one-world government at the same time. They're not going to be able to do it. Some got to fold. And it's looking like America, because it ain't just, you know, everybody hanging on by a string. Everybody praying they still had a job tomorrow. It's like, you know, they said one more. They talking about the variant COVID might shut everything down again. I said, I don't know if we'd be able to take another shutdown like that. I don't know.
Well, see, here's the thing with me is they had shut everything down. If they had kept everything shut down, when the variants come in, you understand that it wouldn't be no such a big old problem. But now it's going to be a big old problem because now they got to find a solution for the variants. You understand?
Yeah.
And they're going to have to reshut the place down. Oh, this is getting ready to get real ugly.
Yeah. Hold on, area code 214. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I was thinking about a possible, I don't think it's a solution necessarily, but something that needs, I would hope, could be done, and that is possibly to have some kind of recognition or like a billboard, or it's not a movement, but something that says, Israelites, don't do this. Because at this point, as you said, there's no pushback. Everything goes, but there has to be a line drawn in the sand. It doesn't have to be dogmatic, but just get it out there. Israelites don't do this. And the question is, who's an Israelite? What don't they do? We don't steal. We don't kill. We can start talking. We obey the law, statutes, commandments, because a lot of people probably want a different way of life, but they don't even know that there's anything else that's out there. They're just thinking, I'm just an individual who hates the way my life is going. But they don't know that there's an alternative. First of all, they need to know who they are. And if we can say, Israelites, don't. And all of the things that people are caught up on that they want to get, they don't do that. I'm with them. I was actually talking with my cousin yesterday. And that's one of the things. We found common ground. And it's because we were raised alike in one way. But we've gone slightly different in terms of our beliefs because she's far more traditional. She's still kind of in the church. But she also knows who she is. She keeps the Sabbath. And she says she has talked to her pastors about keeping the Sabbath. They still are a little resistant, but she says that she does it. But the thing is we have common ground because the thing that we want is we want to obey the Most High. We want to obey those laws, statutes, and commandments. And so we can agree. Israelites, now she's talking about those who are truly Israel. She believes in the bloodline Israel, but she says you're Israel when you are spiritually obeying those statutes. That's what really is sealing the deal. And so I said, okay, we can agree there's a bloodline. She takes it and she says she's doing the spiritual Israel thing. But my contention is this. We have a common basis on which to meet, and that is there are certain things that we understand we are to do as a people. We are supposed to do as someone who's living righteously according to what the Bible says. And so a lot of people, they have all of these professions, and they're in these groups, and the groups have no standards. They have no boundaries. It's like if you're trying to live righteous, you're kind of like swimming in a stew of crap on your own. But we need to actually have something that says Israelites, not like just street preachers, but this is what we do. We live this way. We don't do this. If you come amongst Israelites, it should be that you're going to find people who do this. People who don't do that, and it gives boundaries, and it also provides a safe haven so people know there's a space where I can go. I can, if I say, I don't do that, I'm an Israelite, even if you're saying, I don't know about this Israelite stuff, but I don't want to do that, I will be an Israelite. The bottom line is, it really, I think, it first of all, it's a beacon, you know, Who are we?
Supposed to be that way.
What do we do? Yes. But the thing is, it's really hard to combat it because someone was saying, oh, I think you were saying it, Sister Yaina, that people will be walking naked in the street. Well, Little Nas just put out a video where he has naked men dancing in a jail.
Who?
They are buck naked in a jail dancing. This is Lil Nas, the one who was sliding down the pole and doing the lap dance on the devil. No boundaries. He just put that out this week.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, and so what? And look, and the thing is when I see the images online, they have to blur out the genitalia because they literally are naked.
That's terrible.
In a jail.
That's terrible. I see
all
it. I'm looking at it right now. They sure are naked. They just as naked as they can be. Two days
boundaries. Little Nas may do that. We are Israelites. We do not do this. We are modest in our apparel. You can come amongst us, and you don't have to worry about us stripping down and just having our stuff hanging out. Male or female.
So wait a minute. Hold on 1 minute. He had on stiletto boots, and he had on pink whatever. Now he in the jail cell messing with the young kids in the jail cell, and they walking around and they twerking on top of each other and switching and carrying on. You see how they go from one extreme
because
to
the next?
Because
there are no boundaries.
Yeah, because they're trying to influence all of our young men that's locked up in jail. This is what the devil do. I'm looking at it. It's a shame. It's a doggone dirty shame. That they in the shower naked and all of them walking around wearing pink and they twerking on each other. This is to destroy our men, and it's not going to work. We're going to pray against it. We're going to pray against that. That ain't going to work. You should
but
see it. It's
is,
a shame.
It is.
And they always
you know,
use us. They use us to do it all the time.
They make us the fall guy. You understand? That we the ones that come up with that. You understand? Now it's all about us being the responsible person that started that stuff. Because who's in jail? 80% of the population is black. Come on.
Well, wait a minute, y'all. And the guy goes by with books for him to read, and it's a book. What does it say? The book of the month. And they got got the Kundalini stuff on it with a chisel, and it's just ridiculous. And when are we gonna boycott all of this crap that they putting on TV? This is ridiculous.
Ain't that supposed to be the job of the Black Caucus or the Boule? You know what I'm saying? Ain't they supposed to be doing something? You know what I'm saying?
This is the job of the Israelites.
They don't speak out on nothing. Everything is
supposed to be the light.
If it ain't got no dollar attached to it.
we are the light. We are the ones who said we lead the nation.
Gotta
be,
because ain't nobody
first.
Else doing it.
Judah goes first. Judah has to say, I'm not going to condemn Little Nas, but we don't do that. Little, you know what? We love him, but we don't do that.
I am. Ain't none of that. Guess what? He already told you what side he on. And guess what? He can be on their side. I'm talking to our children. Stop watching all that garbage. Let them do what they're going to do and stop watching all that garbage.
Let me tell you this here. Is that, you understand, you can't find a clear Hebrew Israelite group that you could send your child to, you understand, where they're going to get taught, you know, taught about righteousness and uprightness. All of them groups is labeled now. They, you know, they got whatever bad thing that could hurt Israelites. You understand? They got them labeled as being the people that's doing it. You understand? So this will take the hand of the Almighty.
It's
God.
Gonna take y'all. You're right. You are right. Now he on the prison yard with pink on, twerking and carrying on. Man, that's demonic. That ain't nobody but the doggone devil. We rebuke that in the name of Yahweh. Ain't nobody on it, and it ain't cute, and ain't nothing funny about it. We need to tell our children to stop watching that garbage. Ain't nothing but garbage.
Okay.
You get some.
So here's my question. My question is this. We tell them, stop watching it. What do we give them in to replace it?
You know what, Sis? That's a good question. That's
mm-hmm.
a good question.
That's right.
Because they in charge of all of the industry. They the ones control all of the wickedness on TV, the wicked television shows, all that stuff. Man, listen, you know, we got the show enough for you to get the hell up out of here. And excuse me, but that's how I feel right now. We got to get the hell up out of this place. Because this place is just a went past wicked.
At some point, we have to let it be known who we are and what we do. You know, the thing is we have a lifestyle. Our lifestyle does not encompass this stuff. So
no, it's
Israelites. We are Israelites. We have a peaceful, holy, it's not perfect, but if you want to make sure that wholesome, these are the things that we advocate. So when all of this stuff is going on, it'll get kicked back because people may not want to give it any type of a publicity, and that's the thing. But the thing is if we start saying we are Israelites, we don't do that. This is what we do, and walk
it's
down and simplify it. That's the thing that we have to do. And given the opportunity to speak, we have to speak. We have to let it be known who we are, what we stand for, so that people who are looking for an alternative can start saying, you know what? I don't care. As long as they're not doing that, it's better than the crap that I'm in right here. And it gives them an opportunity to actually say, so who are these people and who am I? And it raises the question. But as long as their silence is like, everything goes. There's nobody in opposition to this. There's nobody who's living different. And, you know, I take my cue from this. I was at a family reunion, and my aunt said some people were doing something, and my aunt just leaned over to me, and she said quietly, oh, we don't do that. That's all. I looked around the family, and I realized we don't do that.
No. But
and
guess
what? You know what?
Now these little young girls, guess what? These young girls are getting naked on Facebook. They think it's cute. Because what's the little girl's name? Nicki Minaj just squatting with no underclothes on, all with the, and it's like I had to tell some of my own nieces, I don't want to see your behind no more on Facebook. Doggone clothes on. But I'm just expressing myself. I said, I don't care what you call it. You better not let me see you dressed like that again, standing around with no clothes. Don't nobody want to see your behind.
And darling, we don't do that. No, we're classy. We don't do that. And then we have to have something else, you know.
There's nothing.
That's the thing. There has to be something that's equally attractive. And part of that
guess what, Sister Yasantia? We shouldn't have to attract them. They need to bring their butts to Yah so that they can understand the fear of the Most High. We ain't got to entertain these dang old kids in order to keep their attention. You got to know the right. You got to know the difference between good and evil. That's what they need to know.
They've never been taught. They have not been taught what's about. They have been I can take things for granted because I've been taught. But there are a lot of people that have never been taught. They don't know. They've been raised in chaos. They've been raised with no boundaries. They've been raised with people who've been doing all kinds of stuff. They don't know unless they see someone else doing it and they say, I like that better. Because I'm sure there are a lot of people who do not feel comfortable doing these things, but that's the only thing that they know, or that's the place that they know where at least I can find another group that's doing that. They have no support if they want to go against the crowd. They have no place to land if they want to do it alone because they are out there. And everything else seems to be supporting the thing that they don't necessarily want to do. They need to know that there's an alternative.
There is a difference between good and evil. There's a difference between righteous and wickedness. And if you continue to do wicked things, you're going to be destroyed. Now, whether they like that or not, you might think because the sun's shining, oh, ain't nothing ever happened before. Y'all been saying that for the last 50 years, that Jesus is coming into the... But guess what? Y'all getting ready to come. And whether you like it or not, there's a difference between good and evil. And everything is not acceptable, and everything is not good to go. And there is an Elohim that they are, them angels is taking notes. They keeping notes and taking names. And I'm telling you, if you young people don't get yourself together, you are going to be in for a serious rude awakening. I'm serious. I mean that. I mean for real. I mean real. They didn't even got so bad now that even if you got AIDS. Now listen to this. If you got AIDS now, they've come up with a medication where you don't even test positive anymore. Me and Malcolm was talking about this. She was like, so what if you meet somebody that you want to get married to and y'all want to go to the clinic and make sure everything's okay, and this person has AIDS and they taking this pill where it's not even detected and you don't even know it.
Well, they give you an excuse. They always got an excuse for that. For that and anything else you come up with.
The test don't even detect it, Brother Donia, no more. They got a pill where it don't even detect it. You'll test negative.
I've seen that advertised on TV. You understand? But you understand? The thing is, listen. We just gotta wait on the Almighty. I know it's difficult, and we gonna see. You know. You heard what we say all the time. Your heart gonna faint for what your eyes gonna see.
Yeah.
You understand? So I mean, this is not just what we see. What we hear, what we feel, what we, you understand, and what people say out their mouth, you understand, you know, it's going to tear you up inside. It's going to break your heart, man.
It do.
My heart on.
It do. It do. When I see my nieces and them all on Facebook with no clothes on, it burns me. I'm like, oh my goodness. And I get the call because I'm the oldest. Did you see one's on Facebook? I'm like, I don't have Facebook. You know she on there naked. I'm like, okay. You need to call her. I say, you call her. You the oldest. You need to call her. So I make the call. They be like, I'm just expressing myself. I don't understand what the body is beautiful. It's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Heartbreaking.
But his wife don't do that.
I'm telling you, boy.
That's the thing. We have to have a mantra. Israelites don't do that. And I was listening to you, Sister Yaina, and you were talking about, you know, the Most High is coming. See, I can go on the opposite. I was raised in a very strict religion, but I went the opposite where I became an atheist. I said, if there is a God... You know, and so that thing about telling me about God is going to get me and come back and do all that stuff, you know what? I'll take my chances. You know what? Because
well,
right now we're looking at people doing all of this stuff and we're not seeing the consequences. And so the thing is, I don't want to wait until the consequences are here. I want to offer a better solution. You want to have a lifestyle that's not going to ruin you. You want to have a lifestyle that's going to give you a sense of who you are and let you know who you are and then be able to live in such a way that your life is not going to be ruined and then see other people whose lives are taking a positive trajectory because of how they live. The thing that drew me was not somebody telling me something. It was starting to see stuff being lived out and going back to the way that I was taught, because in that way that I was taught, there was peace, there was safety, there was my ability to connect with the Most High. But as long as I was out doing my thing, you know what, as I said, I stood in front of a class because I used to teach. I used to teach in the college. I stood in front of my students and told them, I am my own God, and I meant it. When I left. And so the thing is that you're going to have to, at least for me, I think it's going to require more than just telling me.
Okay, what? Give me a solution. What can we possibly do?
We have to offer a lifestyle based on the Bible. We don't even have to say it's the Bible. Just live it out and offer people something that's an alternative to the nonsense that's going on out there. It's chaos. You know, it's so disruptive, it's so destructive that to be able to get out of that and just find a safe haven is an attraction in and of itself. And then, you know, one of the things I was taught is that we are the light. You know, nobody should be able, I shouldn't have to tell somebody. If they say sometimes the only Bible that a person will see is us, and I've heard that a lot. And so that's the way Israelites should be. People
we
are.
We live in that right now over here. We live in that in the nation of Yehuda right now. So we are doing that. I'm showing my family the same thing that you're talking about. I live the life every day before them. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They still do what they want
to
do. I live
but
it every day.
We need to lift it up. Because we have gods of this world. So we're taught to worship celebrity, worship fame. These are the gods of this world. And so the thing is, we have to have something that's going to be equally attractive, because we know this place is going down. But as that goes down, we should be able to have a safe haven. And so the thing that I'm trying to think through here is, how can we get our presence elevated? That's the reason I was saying billboard something, or just a mantra which says, Israelites, don't do that. That should be something. I would love to have that just be every time our name comes up, we don't do that. And then we have, maybe you're the spokesman, Sister Yaina, who
know
really
me,
articulate.
Let me tell you this here.
And then have positive representatives. It has to be something that comes out of just our home, because
that's not going to happen until we get out of here. Because I've been a Hebrew Israelite for 52 years or more. You understand? And I've never been a Christian. But they had groups that set up, that tried to do the right thing. You understand? And I was part of a Hebrew community. You understand? We did all the holy days. The only holy days that we could not do was the ones that had anything to do with the temple. We lived in a Machanaim. Machanaim was a building, you understand, where we had families built in there that lived there, and they helped build a community. We was trying to do the right thing, man. You understand? And see, a lot of our people, including me, you understand, broke away from that because they was infiltrated with a whole lot of nonsense and stupidities and asinine stuff. You understand? And so, you understand, that fell apart. Then they got OICC or OCCI or whatever. Then they got IUPK. You understand? These guys always, they say that they got the right way. You understand? They doing it the way they possibly can. We got the Nation of Yehuda. I think that we have the best connection. You understand? Because we're talking about restoring the Judah. You understand? But, you understand, it's not going to work till we out of here. And it'll take the hand of the Almighty. Now, I know that he got a plan. You understand what I'm saying? And he's going to elect someone that's going to give us the inspiration that we necessarily need to come together as a unit. But it's not going to happen until we get out of here. It might happen in Ghana. It might happen, you know, in route, you understand? Because one other thing here, too, is this place is getting ready to get tore up from the floor up.
Sure is. And guess what? It's going to take Yah to scare the mess. I want to say another word, but I ain't going to say it because we're on the radio. It's going to take Yah to come to scare the mess out of them. That's what it's going to take. It ain't going to be nothing we're going to be able to do. He going to have to come and scare the mess out of them for them to understand.
See, one thing also, you understand, everybody, you understand, ain't going to believe in no man.
No.
We done had men all throughout our captivity, man, and it didn't work.
It's going to take y'all to come.
I understand your enthusiasm, sister. I understand your enthusiasm and that you really want this to jump off and blah, 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 but it's not going to happen until the Almighty says it's going to happen or he make it happen, and it's got to happen by the Almighty. It can't happen no other way.
I speak it out there because there's someone, like you said, the Most High appointed it, and it's like Moses with his list because he stuck that coal in his mouth. And yet he was the spokesperson. So it doesn't have to be someone that we expect it to be. It doesn't have to be someone from the Nation of Yehuda. It has to be someone who hears it and it resonates with them because the Most High puts it with them and says, now is the time. You are the person. This is what I want you to do.
And they will.
Well,
and guess what? It's going to be. It's going to be just
you know,
like
it's
got to
be of the house of Yehuda. Because he said, it's got to be of the house of Yehuda. It can't be of no other tribe.
That's true.
Guess what, you guys? It's going to take that person, and y'all going to use that person to let the world know that he real, and he ain't going to hold back, and he going to scare the mess out of them, and they not going to be able to explain it away. And it's going to be something that that person going to be, just like Moshe did. Moshe stepped on the scene, back on the scene in Egypt, and he gave them a warning. And after the warning, every time they turned around, something was going on that was changing the situation. So I agree with you. Whoever y'all going to use, he's going to let them see. He's going to scare them. And that's what they need. Because nothing has been happening. They've been doing this impunity for so long. Come on.
Remember now, Joshua was a disciplinarian. You understand? He believed in everything that Moses said, and he was going to hold it to the letter. Boy, anybody jump out on him, he was taking them off the count. You understand?
Absolutely.
So it had to have the spirit of Joshua, I would think. You understand? That's
right.
What I would,
and guess what? The light going to shine, and any time the light shines, darkness fades away. But ain't no light shining right now because the Most High got us in a place where he's not ready. But when he do get ready, Sister Yesantia, everybody going to step out like we tried to tell you. We've been trying to tell you. Ain't no need to run it now. We tried to tell you. We've been telling you how dangerous he is.
I'm not going to waste my time on trying to explain to anybody what the thing. I'm going to be trying to get my cardio up out of here. And see, here's the thing. Now, I got to wait on the Almighty. I don't have no way of getting out of here, period.
That's right.
You
know? That's right.
So I have to wait and find out how the Almighty going to do me. Hallelujah.
Yeah, and it's coming. You ain't got to worry, sis. It's coming. Just keep yourself together. And continue to pray, and I know it's frustrating to watch it happen, and I know we want to present ourselves like we've seen a lot of the churches and stuff do, but guess what? This is a different movement, and Yah is getting ready to show up, and when he does, all hell gonna break loose, and when he does, it's gonna shake the enemy, gonna be shook because he's not gonna continue to let this go. It's not gonna keep going like this. It isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody speaking out. Nobody's saying nothing. The church ain't saying nothing. There's nobody speaking out anymore. So now he's going to have to come and let them know who he is. And he can already do that. He can already do that. And it ain't going to be too many more days, too many more years hence that he's going to do that. Because these people off the chain. I'm telling you. They talking about legalizing pedophilia. They off the chain. So, I mean, you know, when you have taken the morality of a country down to the lowest level that it can go, you can rest assured he's coming. That's why I'm praying for my children and my children's children and my family members. You know, we got to come out of that mess because this ain't going to work. It ain't going to go down like everybody thinks. He's going to come, and he's going to show himself, and he's going to let them know the ones that was doing wickedness, that's it. You reach your level. You won't get to go no further than here. No matter how many babies you got, how much money you got in the bank, where you live, how big your house is or your car you're driving, it's over.
It might be just as easy as when Moshe gave the ultimatum to the peoples at the mount. He said, those are with Yah on this side, and those that are against him, stay there. It might be just that easy.
It's just that easy. And what happened, Brother Donnell? The ground opened up and swallowed them in, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Game on.
Correct.
That struck me about something that you said, Brother Donnie. It just crossed my mind. See, part of it is those that know that are with Yah over here, those that are not over there. But what about those who really have not? They haven't even had an opportunity to know who
he
is.
Those were. Say that again.
There are a lot of people who have not had an opportunity to even know who.
Yeah,
Yah
but that's
is.
Not even going to be no issue, sister. You understand what I'm saying? We're talking about end of matters, end of times. He ain't giving nobody no more chances. He'll get no more chances.
He's going to take
when they was at the mount and Moshe said, those stand on this side and those stand on that side. He didn't say, he didn't ask for no explanations.
Nope, no did.
I can say
you're gonna
that
make a choice.
I know, but I'm thinking, wow, what if I really haven't had a chance to really know?
No if in this matter. We talking about the Almighty. You understand?
Okay,
he didn't see.
He
don't
do right.
He don't give you no chance of, well, if I do this way. And if I, we don't have no proof of if at all. How does that ever work?
I understand that. I just think
choice
that
going to have to be. Everybody going to have to. Remember,
light.
We always tell everybody, everybody going to have to make a choice. And it's
that
time for you to make your call and your election sure. And for those ones that think it's going to continue to be like this from now on, you're in for a rude awakening. And if ain't nobody gonna tell you, the church ain't gonna tell you, and the religious institutions ain't gonna tell you. We here to tell you. Y'all better repent. That's all I can say. Cause we are. Every chance we get, we repent. Cause we know him. We're understanding how dangerous he is. And that's that. We getting ready to end this show. We have gone over, but we good. I just wanted to give everybody a chance to say something, but. You know, this is some serious stuff right here. This is not to be played with. And see, the devil will pull the stuff over the wool over your eyes and tell you, oh, it's going to be all right. Ain't nothing ever happened before. Just like he did Eve. He said, did he really say, you won't surely die? You know, one of them moments. What did he tell you? You won't surely die. That's what they tell. Ain't nothing happened. They've been saying that for 50 years. But guess what? The Most High came, didn't he? So same thing, it ain't going to change. He said, I change not. He going to do it the same way.
That is absolutely correct. And
she died.
Thank you, Yaina, for this topic. And I think we had a good time talking about it. You understand? But trust in the Almighty with all your heart and soul. You understand? And don't lean on your own thinking. When you start talking about if, you're leaning on your own thinking.
Yeah.
He's dangerous.
He is dangerous. He's dangerous to the point where them same angels that's down here keeping all this havoc want to go home and can't. Them same angels that's down here stirring up all this mess wish they could go home and can't, and they know what they end going to be. So guess what? We know, pray, fast, and repent. On that note, you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. When we will see you next week at our regularly scheduled time, and pray and ask Yah to forgive you for your sins and change your wicked ways. Everybody have a wonderful evening. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.